Good afternoon, it's 4:30 and 87 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Chaz Jenkins.
And I'm Haley Stidham.
Around County Man's video is going viral after a bear spotting.
A nonprofit organization is cleaning up Jenny Wiley State Park.
The Boyd County Fiscal Court has approved a bid for a body scanner.
Governor Matt Bevin has announced a special session this Friday.
In sports, the Reds travel to Wrigley Field tonight.
Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight cloudy, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, low around 72. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a high of 91. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with an isolated thunderstorm possible after midnight, low at 73. Wednesday, thunderstorms with a high near 80.
A Rowan County man's video is going viral after a bear was spotted near Cave Run Lake Sunday morning. Dan Hook spotted the bear across the street from his business, Hook Outdoors, and posted a video on social media, which has been shared over 2,000 times. Wesley Maddox is a private land wildlife biologist with the U.S. Forest Service. He says the number of black bears is growing in the area.
Population is growing in Kentucky. It's growing and expanding. You know, both in terms of the numbers of bears and also in terms of their range.
Hook says black bears can become a nuisance to residents, especially if they are able to get into garbage as a food source.
The Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife will be hosting a free hunter's education course on July 27th. Those who finish the course will be given a certificate of completion, which is mandatory for all hunters in Kentucky born after 1975. Children are welcome to attend the event but must be at least 9 years old. The course can also be taken online, but Master Hunter Education instructor Walter Ribka says the in-person class allows for more hands-on learning.
Grasp and follow and carry on. At least we have feedback. We have one-on-one person. Most of my courses are pretty small. Typically, the last few courses have been 20 to 25 or so. And we do actually have range time, so we go to the MSU range downstairs in Button. Everybody gets to fire a few shots.
Ribka says the course also includes instruction on hunter ethics, the history of conservation, and hunting laws. The class will be held in Button Auditorium. Attendees are asked to pre-register at fw.ky.gov, though Ribka says he will accept participants the day of.
After starting in the southeastern United States, Tropical Storm Barry is expected to move into the WMKY listening area. Kevin Sullivan, a meteorologist for the National Weather Service, says the storm is expected to turn into a weak hurricane as it moves to land in the next few days. The storm is projected to reach the Ohio River Valley next Wednesday, although it will have weakened more by then. Sullivan says the area should be prepared.
Outside the flooding threat, there could be some, like I said, locally heavy rainfall in areas. It's not going to be a widespread heavy rainfall, so kind of like what's happened over the last few days. There's been some isolated cases of flash flooding. That's kind of what I would expect with this system. The better threat might be across the eastern half of the state, a little closer to where the system is expected to track.
Sullivan says the weather is not uncommon and that Kentucky often receives moisture from tropical systems, although Barry will likely lose its tropical status by the time it reaches the area. He adds the storm could still change course over the next week and that people in the projected path of Barry should stay updated.
A nonprofit organization is cleaning up Jenny Wiley State Park. The Friends of Jenny Wiley is made up of 75 members and is seeking more volunteers. The group picks up trash, cleans trails, and even installed new trash cans to help keep the park clean. Group President Brittany Branham tells WYMT organizations are vital to the park.
I think it's very important. It kind of gives people a sense of community, a sense of stewardship. You're more than welcome to come help the Friends of Jenny Wiley anytime you want.
To join Friends of Jenny Wiley, visit the group Facebook page.
Mission groups gathered last week around the Pike County area to give shoes to kids. WKYT reports two mission groups from North Carolina and one group from Ohio partnered with SCORE International for the 12th annual Shoes of Hope event. The groups hosted the event at Elkhorn City Baptist Church. Appalachian Mission Director Sharon Dees says the event is a way for churches to help kids who need shoes before the school year begins.
All of our volunteer groups that are here this week collect brand new pairs of tennis shoes from their churches and in their home communities, and they bring them with them. And we give these shoes out to children here in the community.
Dees says the volunteers measure the kids' feet to make sure they get a nice fit, and the kids get their feet washed as a traditional Christian symbol of humility. Thursday's mission served 178 local kids.
The Boyd County Fiscal Court has approved a bid for a body scanner to be used at the Boyd County Detention Center. WMKY's Ty Martin reports.
Boyd County Jailer Bill Hensley says the $185,000 piece of equipment is another step to reducing drugs coming in. The scanner is produced by Romaine Companies and uses software that stores past findings of drugs, making it easier to detect substances in the future. The Daily Independent reports Hensley hopes to have the body scanner ready for use by August 1st. For WMKY News, I'm Tom Martin.
Governor Matt Bevin announced that he will convene the Kentucky General Assembly into a special session beginning this Friday, July 19th. Following the end of the 2019 regular session, Bevin made it clear that he wanted a special session in order to pass a bill for certain Kentucky groups. The governor had been hoping that the plan would secure enough votes to relieve quasi-governmental agencies of the financial stress caused by the crisis. Agencies currently affected include regional universities, health departments, domestic violence centers, and community health centers. A spokesperson for the governor's office calls Bevin's proposal fiscally responsible.
Researchers at the University of Kentucky say a new study shows where someone lives could affect their mental health. Factors like unemployment and access to health care are reasons why rural areas have higher suicide rates. Dr. Ty Borders, a professor at UK, tells WKYT the result of their findings for residents living in rural areas.
One of the things that I had observed and read about recently is the fact that rural Americans have a much higher rate of suicide than urban Americans. And there is quite a bit of evidence that persons who are unemployed, who are less educated, that they have a greater likelihood of actually committing suicide.
The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention lists suicide as the 11th leading cause of death for Kentuckians, with approximately 2 deaths every day.
Investigators released new details on the death of Savannah Spurlock during court testimony this morning. 23-year-old David Sparks appeared in Girard District Court for his preliminary hearing, and the detective working the case testified. Sparks is charged with abuse of a corpse and tampering with physical evidence. The detective said Spurlock went to Sparks' home on Price Court on the night she disappeared, January 4th. Sparks told authorities he fell asleep, and when he woke up, Spurlock wasn't at the home. Troopers found her body last week in a shallow grave. Detectives found blood in Sparks' home, and it matched Spurlock's DNA. Detectives also found evidence at the burial site on Fall Lick Road, which matched what was found in Sparks' home. They believe Sparks went to his parents' home in the evening of January 4th, and he would return in the early morning hours of January 5th. The case was waived to a grand jury, and Sparks is being held without bond. The judge said his bond will be reviewed.
An active murder investigation is underway in Hazard, according to police. LAX 18 reports officers responded to Bobby Davis Museum and Park and found a female deceased on Sunday morning. The Perry County coroner has identified 37-year-old Marlena Holland as the victim. Hazard police have confirmed that it appears as if Holland was beaten to death. Authorities say based on the people they interviewed, the victim and the suspect knew each other. Police arrested Anthony Lewis around 9 a.m. on Monday in connection to the murder. He is currently at the police station being interviewed and processed. Lewis has been staying at the Hope House on North Main Street, where Holland also stayed, according to police.
An armed robbery near the campus of Eastern Kentucky University caused the school to issue a secure-in-place alert early Sunday morning. Police told LAX 18 two men committed a robbery on University Drive and then fled in separate directions. The man with the gun allegedly ran towards Main Street, while the other ran towards campus. As a precaution, EKU issued the warning so people on campus could lock themselves inside and stay hidden. The warning was lifted around 20 minutes later. Taking a look at sports, the Reds travel to Wrigley Field tonight to take on the NL Central leading Chicago Cubs. Losers of four out of their five games, Cincinnati still sits only 6.5 games behind the Cubs in the division. This series gives the Reds an opportunity to make up ground on the NL Central leaders, but a bad performance could put the team in an even deeper hole by the middle of the week. Cincinnati sends right-handed ace Luis Castillo to the mound tonight. Castillo is 8-3 on the year with a 2.29 ERA. The Cubs will counter with right-hander Kyle Hendricks. He is 7-7 this season with a 3.49 ERA. First pitch tonight is set for 8:05 p.m. The game can be seen on Fox Sports, Ohio. We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located at 325 Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for a variety of recyclables, including cardboard, aluminum and steel cans, one- and two-numbered plastics, books, newspaper, magazines, mixed and shredded paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Moorhead, Rowan County, and Moorhead State University. More information at 784-1250.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose to notch a fresh record, but the gains were muted as Wall Street remained cautious to start off the corporate earnings season. And the Dow Industrials finished with a gain of 27.13, or 0.1%, to finish at 27,359.16. The S&P 500 ended the day just above the flat line with a gain of about 0.5% at 3,014.30. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 14.04 at 8,258.18. Citigroup kicked off the earnings season by reporting second quarter numbers that topped analyst expectations. Gains from the IPO of Tradeweb, which is an electronic bond trading platform, drove the bank's results past Wall Street estimates. But the gain actually came in the pre-market, interestingly enough, as once the actual market started trading in New York, shares quickly fell, and Citigroup finished the day down actually just under 0.1%. And other big banks like J.P. Morgan, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, and Goldman Sachs are expected to report quarterly earnings later this week. And the outlook for this earnings season is bleak, with analysts expecting S&P 500 earnings to have fallen by 3% in the second quarter. Today's moves come after the major indices had a record setting last week as the Dow closed above 27,000 for the first time and the S&P 500 closed above 3,000 for the very first time last week. And of course, all eyes are on the Fed later this month, and market expectations for a July rate cut of at least 25 basis points are at 100% according to the CME Group. In economic news, China's economic growth slowed to 6.2% in the second quarter from a year earlier, and this was its weakest pace in at least 27 years as the trade war with the U.S. took its toll. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1.38% at $59.37 a barrel. Gold was up 0.33% at $1,416.80 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were quiet, with the Stock 600 index up 0.25%. Asian markets were mixed, with the Nikkei up 0.2%, and South Korea's KOSPI down 0.2%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was UPS down 11 cents at 105.80, Marathon Petroleum down 66 cents at 54.82, Community Trust Bank down $1.02 at 40.79, Dollar General up 71 cents at 142.23, and Valvoline was down 10 cents to finish at 19.93. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Haley Stidham.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins. Now back to All Things Considered.